Hi, and welcome to this Amazon Echo, in my case, it's the Dot, Amazon Echo Dot demo, of setting up the Amazon Echo Dot via the Amazon Alexa app itself. And that little click you heard was because I've just plugged in my Amazon Echo Dot into power, and it's just currently powering up. Previous demo that I did a setup and a bit of a demo on using the alexa.amazon.com website. And I must say, after playing with the Amazon Alexa app, because it's now officially available in Australia, I still much more prefer using the alexa.amazon.com website than I do their app. Because as far as I understand it, it's the same interface that's in the app that you get on the website. And of course, using a full screen reader, in my case, it's using VoiceOver on the Mac with Safari. I feel like I've got much more control over the HTML elements on the page than I have using VoiceOver on my iPhone, with the Amazon app as its web interface. Let me just press the action button on the Amazon Echo Dot. Now, I should actually say on this Amazon Echo Dot, if you're not used to them, because they're now officially available in Australia, it's a little round button, if you like. It's fairly thick, a couple of centimeters thick, and you've got four buttons on the top of the device. So on the back of the Amazon Echo Dot, where the micro USB cable plugs in, there's a button on top of that device, so at 12 o'clock, and that's volume up. And then at 6 o'clock, which is at the front of the device, if you like, still on top, that's volume down. And on the right-hand side of the device at 3 o'clock, you've got an action button. That's my iPhone going to sleep. And on the left-hand side at 9 o'clock, still on the top of the face, you've got another indented button. And that's actually the microphone mute. And if I press that now, that's the mic muted. If I press it again, it's now unmuted. So if I just press the action button by itself.
It looks like your Echo Dot is not registered. You can find setup instructions in the help section of your Alexa app.
And of course, the Amazon Echo Dot now being officially available in Australia, I can now go to the, and let me just press the mic mute. So I just press that button at 9 o'clock to mute the mic. So to set it up for the first time now in Australia, rather than me having to unofficially go to alexa.amazon.com, I can now go to the Amazon Alexa app, which I've already downloaded from the iOS App Store and installed it. And I've logged in with my Amazon account here and I'm registered in Australia. So I'm going to actually hold in that action button at number 3 on the clock face, I said. It's got actually a dot on the button, a tactile dot. So I'm going to hold it in. Still holding it in. Now releasing it.
Now in setup mode. Follow the instructions in your Alexa app.
So it's going to go into Siri and ask it to open up the Amazon Alexa app. Open Amazon Alexa.
Amazon Alexa. Menu. Button.
All right, so menu button. Let me flick to the right.
Back button.
Of course, I'm using VoiceOver.
Conversations. Contacts. iMessage new default dark. Button. Drop in. Button. David Woodbridge. Now you can call and message your friend. Now you can communicate. Friends and family. Selected. Home. Communications.
So this is sort of like tab. So we've got home, communications.
Now playing.
Now playing.
Now playing.
And that's it for the screen. So I'm going to go to the top left-hand side of my screen.
Menu. Button.
Double tap on menu.
David Woodbridge.
And of course, I've said I've already logged in, so that's why it's saying David Woodbridge. Flip to the right.
DavidGmail.com.
It's my Gmail address.
Music and books. Button.
So music and books.
Lists. Button.
Lists.
Reminders and alarms.
Reminders
button.
And alarms.
Routines.
Routines.
Smart home.
Smart
button.
Home.
Skills. Button.
Skills.
Things to try.
Things
button.
To try. This pretty much echoes what you would actually get, pardon the pun a bit, on the, this would echo, on the alexa.amazon.com website if you're doing it via the web browser on a desktop.
Settings. Button.
Settings, which is what I want. Double tap on settings.
Menu. Button.
And flip to the right again.
Selected. Menu.
Whoops.
Button.
How about I just wait for the screen to update before I flick on the screen. So I flick to the right this time.
Devices. Heading level 4. Main.
Okay, so
landmark.
Devices. And these are the devices I've already got set up.
Kitchen online. Link.
So kitchen is online.
Online. Link.
Now that one that says online link, that should actually say David Woodbridge online. That's my other Echo that's sitting in the study at the moment. So I don't know quite know why it's doing that, but anyway, flick to the right again.
Set up a new device. Button.
And we want to set up a new device, the one that I've just turned on, so double tap on that.
Choose a device to set up.
So choose a device to set up. If I flick to the right.
Choose a device to set up. Heading level 3. By proceeding, you agree to the terms found.
By proceeding, you agree to the terms found.
Here, link.
Yeah, yeah, here, link.
Arc underscore radar, link.
Flip to the right again.
Echo, heading level 3, link.
Okay, now here's going to be a list of different echoes that I can set up. So if I flip to the right.
Arc underscore echo underscore dot, link.
Echo underscore dot is the one I want to use, so double tap on that one.
Arc underscore echo underscore dot, link. Echo dot, arc underscore echo underscore dot, link. Arc underscore echo underscore dot, link.
Now, sometimes in this app,
arc underscore echo underscore dot,
something,
link.
It doesn't work, so let me flip to the
echo
right.
Echo dot, heading level 3, arc underscore echo, link. Echo plus, heading, arc underscore tab, link, tab, heading, cancel setup, cancel set, tab, echo dot, continue.
Now, that actually worked. What I did that time was I dragged my finger to where it said echo underscore dot link, and then double tapped on it that way. So I don't know why the flicking to it and then double tapping didn't work, but I found a few times in the app double tapping doesn't always work. And excuse my emails going off in the background. Let's go back to the top of the screen.
Choose language, heading level 3.
Choose language.
Main, English, Australia, pop-up button.
And that's the one I want to use, English, Australia. Flip to the right again.
Continue, button.
And double tap on continue.
Begin.
Now that said begin, and then it stopped talking. So let me touch towards the top of the screen again.
Begin echo dot setup. Heading level 3.
Okay, so main, begin landmark. Echo dot setup.
Let's get your Echo dot connected to Wi-Fi so you can start using it.
Okay, let's get your Echo dots connected to Wi-Fi to get it started.
Connect to Wi-Fi button.
Connect to Wi-Fi button, double tap.
Wait.
And we're going to wait for the light to go on the Echo.
Setup. Wait for the orange light ring.
So I've got to wait for the light to come on, which is really good when you can't see it. So I'm going to touch towards the top of the screen.
Wait for the orange light ring. Heading left. Make sure your Echo Dot is plugged into an electrical socket. In about a minute, Echo Dot will tell you that it is ready and the light ring will turn orange. Then continue.
Okay, now I already know my Echo Dot's active because I've actually been using it. So I know it's on and working. So I think the setup process assumes that you've just got to the point where you are plugging it in. And that's when you've got to watch when the light comes on after about a minute.
Don't see the orange light ring button.
No, I don't see the orange light ring, but never mind.
Continue button.
Okay, double tap or continue.
Connect your iPhone to Echo Dot.
Okay, connect your iPhone to Echo Dot. If I flick to the right.
Go to your Wi-Fi settings on this iPhone and select the network of the format Amazon XXX. It may take up to a minute to display. Wait until Echo Dot says you are connected, then return to this screen.
So basically like any other Wi-Fi enabled device to connect to your existing Wi-Fi network, you go and join its sort of Wi-Fi network initially. So I'm going to leave the Amazon Alexa app and just go into settings. So I'm just going to ask Siri here. Open settings.
Settings.
Probably should have said Wi-Fi settings. It doesn't matter.
Search. David Woodbridge. Aeroplane mode. Wi-Fi. Telstra 89. Selected. Settings. Back button.
And let's click down Wi-Fi. To Amazon.
Hit. Wi-Fi. Selected. More info. Choose a network. Amazon R7P. Unsecure network. Signal strength 3 of 3 bars.
That's the button. Amazon Echo network.
Actions available. Amazon R7P. Unsecure. Phone Wi-Fi. Telstra Air.
And if I wanted to double check top of my status screen.
Wi-Fi. Heading.
Whoops.
You've connected to Echo Dot. Go ahead and finish the setup in your Alexa app.
Oh, there we go. And if I wanted to check at the top of the screen,
3:50 p.m. 3 of 3 Wi-Fi bars. Amazon R7P.
I can tell that I'm connected to that network. So let me just do a four-finger flick to the right here.
Amazon Alexa, setup.
And I'll beckon the app. Flick to the right.
Connected to Echo Dot. Continue. Button.
Double tap
and
on continue.
Main. Continue. Select. Previously saved to Amazon. No Wi-Fi networks have been saved. Other networks. David's Wi-Fi network.
Well,
signal strength 5. Phone
they have been previously saved, but you're not filing it. But never mind. Let me double tap on David's Wi-Fi network.
Select your Wi-Fi network. Text field. Is editing. Password. David's Wi-Fi network. Select your Wi-Fi network. David's Wi-Fi. Password. Text field.
Okay, I was just flicking around then.
Hide. Link. Password. Text field. Insertion point at end.
Okay, now I'm going to pause the recording and put in my password again for my network.
Text field. Is editing.
Okay, that's done.
Save password to Amazon helps connect other devices. Learn more. Checkbox. Helps connect other Learn more. Show advanced up. Connect. Button.
Okay, and double tap on connect.
Preparing your Echo Dot.
Preparing your Echo Dot.
Your Echo Dot is ready.
Excellent. Let me just go to the top of the screen.
Setup complete. Continue. Button. End.
Setup complete.
Main.
Continue. Double tap on continue.
Select how you want to use your Echo Dot.
Select how you want to use your Echo Dot. Flick to the right.
Bluetooth. Heading level 3. Link.
Bluetooth.
Audio cable. Heading level 3. Link.
Audio cable.
No speakers. Heading level 3.
No
link.
Speakers. I'm going to choose no speakers.
No speakers. Heading level 3. Link. End. Main. Menu. Home. Heading.
Okay. And let's refresh the screen. Home.
Things to try. Heading
Things
level
try.
1. Alexa. Good morning. Link.
And
list
here's
start.
Where we can try different things now to try because the setup's complete. So let me just double check here. Alexa. I think I've still got my mic muted. Let me unmute it. There we go. That was the remember the button at 9 o'clock. All right, let's just try this. Alexa. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Excellent. All right, so what do we say we can try? Let
things
me just
to try.
Go flip
heading
back
level
to
one.
Line, flip back
Alexa,
right
good morning.
Okay, Link. Alexa.
List start.
Good morning.
Good morning. On this day in 1981, Australian bowler Trevor Chappell learned how to infuriate a whole country in 5 seconds when he bowled underarm to Kiwi batsman Brian McKechnie. The move made it impossible for McKechnie to score the six needed to tie the game.
Okay, I flip to the right again.
A new reason to smile every day, Ling.
Oh, a new reason to smile every day, lovely.
Alexa, tell me a joke, Ling.
Alexa, tell me a joke.
What did the kiwi say to the kiwi fruit? So you can't fly either, hey.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Alexa, sing a song, Ling.
Alexa, sing a song.
Once a jolly swagman camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree. And he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
And
he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Oh, that's lovely. All right. It is actually lovely. That was nice.
Alexa, what can I say? Ling.
Alexa, what can I say?
You can say things like, flip a coin, remind me on Saturday to call mom, or define optimism.
It said flip a coin for that hint there, so I might just try this. Alexa, flip a coin.
Tails.
Okay.
There are lots of things to try. Learn more. Alexa, give me a cricket sledge. Ling. List
Alexa, give me a cricket sledge.
Merv said it best when he said, would you like me to bowl a piano and see if you can play that?
Oh, I like that one.
0, button, 1, button, 2, button.
Now, I don't know what these 0, 1, 2,
3, button,
4, button,
flip a coin, heading level
are.
1.
We've done flip a coin.
Tails, more, button, joke, heading level 1. What did the kiwi say to the kiwi fruit?
Ah, there we go. And now we've got a history of what I've been requesting for Alexa. But I still don't know what those numbers are for. Whoops, stop. Let me just
Sorry,
mark the mute.
I don't
yeah,
know
yeah,
that.
I know. Shouldn't have been talking. All right, so I've just muted the mute again. So I've just muted or pressed the mute button to mute the mic, what I was trying to say. Because this has taken my current settings, you heard a sound that you may not get on yours when you first set it up, and that's the start and end action sounds for accessibility. So I'm just going to show you where you can find them. Go to the top of my screen again.
Things to try. Hit menu button.
And double tap on the menu button.
David Woodbridge.
And again, as I said, I found this so much easier to do in the Amazon, in the alexa.amazon.com app.
David Woodbridge, Gmail. Music and books. List.
So we'll
reminders,
back
routine,
down to
smart home, skills, things to try, settings, button.
Double tap on settings.
Menu, button.
And this time I'm going to have three Amazon devices running.
Settings, heading, devices, heading level, kitchen online, link. David's Echo dot online, link.
That's better. It says David's Echo dot online now.
Toy room online, link.
And Toy Room Online, because this Echo that I was previously, this Echo that I was setting up was previously called my Toy Room Echo, and that's why it's kept the name. So I'm going to double tap on that Echo name. And if I go to the top.
Wireless, heading, update Wi-Fi, David's Wi-Fi network, Bluetooth, Ling.
So I can update David's Wi-Fi network settings. I can do connected Bluetooth.
Connected devices. Heading level 4.
Connected devices.
Pair device remote.
Pair
Ling.
Device remote.
Pair Alexa gadget. Ling.
Pair Alexa gadget.
Do not disturb.
Do
heading
not
level
disturb.
4.
Heading.
Do not disturb.
And this is do not disturb.
Do not disturb. Checkbox.
That's
unchecked.
Checkbox.
Ling. Scheduled off. Ling.
Scheduled
general.
Off.
Heading level 4.
General's a heading.
Drop in on. Ling.
Drop in on. And I can drop in on Echoes or Echo users, which would be quite handy.
Sounds. Ling.
Sounds. Which is where we want to go. So I'm going to double tap on sounds.
Current value 70.
Current value 70. Thank you. Let me touch towards the top of the screen.
Sounds. Main. Landmark.
And flick to the right.
Alarm. Timer and notification volume. Current value 70.
So alarm, timer, notifications. Current value is 70, which it actually said when it first updated the screen.
Decrease. Button. Increase. Button.
So we've got decrease, increase button.
Alarm volume gradually increases to your selected level. Alarm volume gradually increases. Notifications. Audio. Play a sound when notifications arrive. Audio. Checkbox. Checked. Custom sounds. Alarm simple alarm. Link. Request sounds. Start of request.
Okay, now these are the request sounds I was talking about for start and end. So what was it again?
Request.
The left.
Start of request.
Start of request.
Start of request. Checkbox. Checked.
And I've currently got it checked.
End of request.
End of request.
End of request. Checkbox. Checked.
That's
end.
Not, main. And that's checked. So
end of start
let me
of request.
Just turn these checked. Both off.
Unchecked. End of request.
As you would get when you're first unchecked. Your one. So now if I now say, let me unmute it. Alexa, what is the time?
It's 4:07 p.m.
Okay, so no sounds at all. So if I flick.
End of request. Start of request. Checkbox.
And turn
unchecked.
Start of request on.
Checked.
I can actually wait, as I haven't been doing during the demo, for the start sound to happen. So if I do Alexa, what is the time?
It's 4:08 p.m.
Okay, and if I want to do the...
End of request.
End of request.
End of request.
Again.
Checkbox. Unchecked.
So find that one.
Checked.
And let's try it again. Alexa, what is the time?
It's 4:08 p.m.
Okay, so that works really nicely. All right, so that's the accessibility stuff that I tend to turn on for the A-Lady Amazon Echo Dot. So let me...
Sounds, main, landmark, settings, heading, back, button.
Just go back to the top and double tap on back.
Back.
Double tap on back again.
Menu, settings, selected, home.
And...
Menu, button.
Back again.
David Woodbridge.
The main menu.
David Woodbridge, music and books, lists. Reminders and alarms.
There we go. And just lock my phone. All right. So now we've got the A-Lady all up and running. Start doing some general things that you can do with a smart speaker, in this case, the Amazon Echo Dot. And I'm not going to wait for the start sound. I'm just going to ask the request. So here we go. Alexa, what is the time?
The time is 4:09 p.m.
Alexa, what is the date?
Today is Thursday, the 1st of February.
Alexa, what is the temperature outside?
Currently, in Narara, it's 21 degrees with cloudy skies. Tonight, you can expect showers with a low of 16 degrees.
Now, keep in mind, under settings, I've put my current location in, so that's why it's giving me the temperature in Narara in the central coast of New South Wales. Okay, so it just didn't pull it out of the air. One of the great things I like about A-Lady is the fact that you can actually use multiple timers, not just one, like other voice assistants that we won't mention still can't do, so, i.e. Siri. All right, so if we try this one. Alexa, set timer for 30 seconds.
30 seconds, starting now.
Alexa, set timer for 35 seconds.
Second timer. 35 seconds.
This is really great.
Starting now.
And I can say, Alexa, check timers.
You have two timers, a 30-second timer with about 10 seconds left and a 35-second timer with about 30 seconds left.
Okay, so any second we should hear the first timer go off. There we go. Alexa, stop. Alexa, check timers.
There's less than 10 seconds left on your 35-second timer.
Okay, so any second, there it goes. Alexa, stop. Alexa, play ABC Radio Sydney.
ABC Radio Sydney from TuneIn.
You know, now dead, as you say, died in 2004. Why wasn't he the focus of investigations before this, before his death?
Okay, Alexa,
nothing
stop.
At all publicly to suggest that he...
And of course, the place that I work for, Vision Australia, has our own terrestrial and online radio station. So I can say, Alexa, listen to Vision Australia Radio Melbourne.
Vision Australia Radio Melbourne from TuneIn.
Usual. He paused to brush back a winged green hair that had fallen over his forehead after one bow too many.
Oh, I think they're doing an audiobook.
Normally, when the great wines of Bordeaux tastings are held sur place, where the grapes are grown. In this case, this unique case, if I may say so, the vineyard is too small to offer comfortable facilities.
Maybe not. Maybe it's a magazine
article. Or indeed any facilities all right, Alexa, stop. At all. Except for the grapes, of course. He looked at the attentive
Alexa,
faces around
stop.
Him and shook his head.
Thank you. So this is one of the ones that my son absolutely loves. Hey, Siri. Whoops. Stop.
Okay, here's the App Store.
Alexa, tell me a knock-knock joke.
Knock-knock. Who is there? Figs. Figs who? Figs the doorbell. It's broken.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Alexa, what games can I play?
To find games, check out the games and trivia skills in your Alexa app. You can also ask, play a game.
Okay, so let's try that. Alexa, play a game.
Welcome to the magic door.
Oh, the magic door, eh?
In front of us is a land of adventures. We can explore this land together. Our journey depends on the choices we make. Your first choice begins here, with three roads. One leads to the mountains, another leads to the sea. The last is a spooky path into the dark forest. Would you like to go to the mountains, to the sea, or to the dark forest?
Go to the sea.
Okay, follow me on a sandy path overlooking the sea. The path takes us through tall grass, up a big hill until we find ourselves near the edge of the bluff, marked by a low wooden fence.
Mm.
The bluff is high above the shoreline, where waves crash below.
Ooh, very cool.
From up here, the sea seems to reach forever. As we look out to the water, we see a boat floating next to the shore below. There is a narrow path here that leads down to the boat. We also spot an eagle soaring over a nearby bench. As we watch him turn inland toward a cluster of trees, we hear music coming from farther up the path. Should we walk to the boat, follow the eagle, or go toward the music?
Walk to the boat.
Okay, let's leave the sandy path and follow the eagle. We watch the eagle soar high into the air, over a tall iron fence, and then circle above the pine trees beyond. We pass through an area of low shrubs and grasses until we come up to the wrought iron fence. Through the fence, we see the tall pine trees. In the middle of the fence, there is a large open gate. A small poster with printed letters is tacked to the gate. Should we read the poster, go through the gate, or return to the bluff on the sandy path?
Exit. And of course, there's hundreds and thousands of games in the skills section of the Amazon Alexa app itself that you can go and have a look at. And of course, in the Alexa, whoops. Sorry, stop. Let me mute the mic. In the alexa.amazon.com website as well. So let me just finish up by just showing where you can find that. Because if you're new to the Amazon Alexa app and or the Amazon Echo itself here in Australia, at least officially, then at least you'll be able to know where to go to find some skills. So let me just unlock my phone here.
David Woodbridge.
Okay, and touch screen.
David Wood, music and books, lists. Reminders and alarm, routines, smart home, skills, button.
Double tap on skills.
Menu, button.
So if it's the right.
All skills, heading.
So all skills is a heading.
Your skills, button.
Got a button that will list my skills.
Categories, button.
Categories, Lin. Button.
Search, button.
Search.
Search all skills.
So you search can search all skills.
Search
particular
field.
Skill you might be looking for.
Things to try. Heading level 3.
And here's a heading, things to try.
Skill title, Airtasca, 5 out of 5 stars, 2 customer reviews. Sample utterance, Alexa, ask Airtasca to find me a cleaner. Button,
okay,
list start.
tried that one.
Skill title, Energy Australia, out of 5 stars,
Australia,
zero customer reviews.
An account for, sample so utterance, that one yet.
Skill title, Uber, out of 5 stars.
Uber.
Skill title, Air New Zealand, 5
Air
out
New
of 5.
Zealand.
Skill title, Hoyts, 4 out of 5 stars. Skill title, Transport Rita, out of
Transport
5 stars.
Rita.
Skill title, Escape the Room, out of 5
Escape
stars, zero customer reviews. Sample utterance,
a game.
Skill title, UV Index, 5
UV
out of 5 stars.
Index, oh, let's try that one. And the way you do this, you say, A lady, enable, and then the name of the skill. So in this case, I would say, enable UV index. So let me unmute my mic on the Echo. Alexa, enable UV index.
What postcode would you like the UV index for?
2250.
The UV index for Sydney is moderate, at 4.1. Would you like me to remember this UV index location?
Yes.
Great. I'll remember Sydney as your favourite location. Bye-bye.
Now, I'm not sure whether she didn't really listen to when I said 2250, because Sydney, which is officially 2000, is actually 80 kilometres away from where I'm currently sitting. So let's just try it again now that it's remembered supposedly where I am. Alexa, open UV index.
The UV index for Sydney is moderate, at 4.1.
Okay.
Skill title, AGL, 5 out of 5 stars.
Oh, AGL.
One custom, get entertained. Heading level 3.
Okay, so this one's get entertained.
Skill title, The Magic Door, out
the
of 5 stars.
Magic Door, which
zero.
Is what we've just been playing.
Skill title, TED Talks, out of 5 stars.
TED Talks.
Skill title, ZM, out of 5 stars.
ZM.
Skill title, Sky TV, out
Sky
of 5
TV.
Stars. Skill title, Deal or No Deal Game, unofficial.
Deal or No Deal Game.
Skill title, Rock, Paper, Scissors, Lizard, Spot, out of 5.
Rock, Paper, Scissors. Now, when I tried this morning when I was playing with this one, just to wrestle it up again, Rock, Paper, Scissors didn't work. So let's just try it again. Alexa, open Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Welcome to the Rock, Paper, Scissors game. Which one do you choose?
Rock.
You won. Rock crushes scissors.
Oh, no, it's working. Alexa, open Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Welcome to the Rock, Paper, Scissors game. Which one do you choose?
Scissors.
It's a tie.
So there we go. All right, so flick to the right.
Skill title, Six Swords Light, out of 5 stars.
Six Swords.
Zero. Skill title, Captain Stalwart, The Lost Temple
Captain
of the Congo.
Stalwart.
Skill title, Stitcher, out of 5 stars.
Stitcher.
Local skills, heading level 3.
And here's some local skills.
Skill title, Virgin Australia, out of 5
Virgin
stars.
Virgin Australia.
Skill title, Amazim, out of 5 stars. Zero
Quite
customer
know
reviews.
What that one is.
Skill title, Next There, out of 5 stars.
Next There.
Skill title, Hippages. Skill title.
Okay, now I've been accidentally stopping this from talking. I've just let it be saying the skills. Let me flick to the next one and I'll let it read out the whole item to you.
Skill title, Cantus, out of 5 stars, zero customer reviews. Sample utterance, Alexa, launch Cantus. Button.
Okay, so it actually gives you the utterance or what you need to say to a lady or A-L-E-X-A. Notice it didn't say Qantas very well then.
Skill title, Westpac Banking, out of 5 stars.
Westpac
Zero.
Banking.
Skill title, Village Cinemas, out of 5
Village
stars.
Cinemas.
Skill title, NAB, out of 5 stars.
NAB,
zero customer
which is
reviews.
National Australia Bank.
Skill title, Coastal Watch, 5 out of...
Coastal Watch, let's try that one. Alexa, open Coastal Watch.
Welcome back to Coastal Watch.
Yeah,
ask me for the surf, tide, or say help for more info. What would you like to ask?
Surf.
For which beach?
Avoca Beach.
Today's regional outlook at Avoca is average, with 3 to 5 feet waves in the morning, and south-southwest winds at less than 30 knots. The afternoon's waves are 4 to 5 feet plus, with south-southwest winds at less than 30 knots. Ben McCartney says, we have a pretty ugly-looking mix of east-northeast groundswell and south-southwest wind swell in the water, variously ranging from 3 to 5 feet with the south-southwest wind swell looking dominant across south-facing beaches. Winds are still strong out of the south, so a sheltered southern corner or north-facing spot will be the pick today. Can I help you with anything else?
No, thank you.
Cheerio.
Who says cheerio in Australia? I should say no worries.
Flash briefing. Heading level 3.
Okay, and here's a heading for flash briefing.
Skill title, Newstalk ZB News Update.
And these will basically just get added to your news briefings. Now, I've already got mine set up because I've got my other echoes running. So if I say, Alexa, give me the news.
Here's your flash briefing from Sky News Australia.
Sky News understands Labor MP David Feeney will resign over citizenship doubts. Mr. Feeney's eligibility to sit in the lower house is currently
being examined by the High Court. And if you don't want to hear any more particular section, you can say, Alexa, next section.
Sorry, I'm not sure about
maybe
that.
Maybe it's actually Alexa, next topic.
In Wall Street Journal Tech News Briefing.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, Apple is facing two federal probes over its iPhone battery issue. The Justice Department and Securities and Exchange Commission are investigating potential securities violations. The latest on what we know, but first, these tech headlines. Samsung is cashing in on chips after another record profit. It delivered its third consecutive quarter of
And of course, if you just left this playing, we'll just keep playing, so I can say, chips, Alexa, next topic.
In the daily update from TechCrunch.
It's the last episode of Crunch Report. I'm going to miss it. Oh. I'm super pumped for what the future holds.
Okay.
It's Wednesday, January 31st, and this is Crunch Report.
Let's remove that. Alexa, next topic.
From The Australian, here is the latest technology news. Telstra jobs head to Indonesia. Telstra will look at relocating support services from India to Indonesia, potentially creating up to 1,000 new jobs there. Users cut time on Facebook. Facebook's dominance in digital ads has powered a surge in profit, but users are shaving back their time on its platform. Make term sheets public. Angel investor Shelley Trunson. Hands-on with Aussie Alexa. Amazon's Australian version of Alexa speaks with an Aussie twang and finally is on sale here. I go hands-on. Your bot guide to property.
Alexa, next topic.
In today's SBS News.
In this bulletin, federal Labor MP David Feeney resigns over his citizenship status. The US State Department designates the leader of Hamas as a terrorist. And the new Socceroos coach arrives in Sydney
Alexa,
to begin
Alexa, next topic.
In weather, currently, in Narara it's 21 degrees with cloudy skies. Tonight, you can expect showers, with a low of 16 degrees. That's all from your flash briefing.
See, as you can tell, it's pretty good. You can add and delete things from your flash briefings. Now, the other thing I really wanted to show you as well is the fact that you can actually read Kindle books using the Amazon Echo. Now, unfortunately, when this thing became available in Australia, as of today's date when I'm doing the recording, the 1st of February, Amazon, in their wisdom, have stopped access to the Audible audiobooks, which work perfectly if you had a US Audible account and your Amazon Echo was in the United States, or at least thought it was in the United States. So if I try and say, which I used to be able to say, Alexa, listen to my last audiobook.
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Okay, so it's completely inaccessible in Australia now. But if I say, Alexa, read my last Kindle book.
Resuming from Kindle, The Lost Mage, The Age of Oracles Book 2, Raiden looked between them, wanting to shout, to rage against their logic.
Now,
but they had fought together for years
okay,
and he trusted them with his life.
In
their words also carried the ring of truth. A former assassin, Jester was tall and slender, a perpetual smile on his face. For weapons he favoured a sword and shadow whip, but he carried a number of other blades. He could have armed a small army with his collection of knives alone. Sitting beside him, Red was Jester's opposite in many ways. She'd been raised on a farm and married a soldier, and had never touched a sword until her husband had been killed. Then she'd armed herself and gone to war, throwing herself into training with unmatched zeal. They had been Raiden's lieutenants since he'd become
a
soldier.
A fairly significant
Both
pause.
Had suffered at the hands of the
Alexa,
Varanai.
Stop.
And
Okay. Now, just in case you don't want to say the magic words, number one, you can actually change them within the Alexa app itself, or you can just press the action button once, like I'm going to do now, and that's at number 3 o'clock on the clock face at the top of the Amazon Echo Dot here. What is the time?
It's 4:42 p.m.
So you don't have to actually use the magic word. You can just press the action button once and then say your request to Alexa. Whoops. Just again, stop. And of course, the volume up. If I just press volume up and volume down. And keep pressing it. Gets a lot softer and softer. Alexa, play music by Paul Simon.
Getting Paul Simon's station from iHeartRadio.
Sorry, that's my Nexus going off. Let's turn down a bit. Just pressing the volume down, number 6 on the... Oops, on the clock face, as it were. And let's try Alexa. What is the name of this song?
This is The Afterlife by Paul Simon. And the makeup had dried, I went back to my place.
No moon that night, but a heavenly light shone on my face. Alexa, stop. So that'll do me with a bit of a play around with the Amazon Echo, i.e. installing it via the, let me press the mic mute button, via the Amazon Alexa app on my iPhone versus alexa.amazon.com. And then, of course, as I went through it, once you set it up, you can then have a bit of play with timers, what's the time, weather, skills, flash briefing, play music, play games, all that sort of stuff as well. So just keep in mind that the whole ecosystem is based around the skills, which there are now hundreds and thousands of them. So remember that you can go into the skills section either on the app or on the website. And as I said, I prefer using the website. And you can search for a particular skill, just stick in a name and see if it's there, or search by categories and that sort of stuff. And you can always list your current skills. And remember, as I said, for flash briefing, you can add or delete things from in the flash briefing. All right, let me see if I can just get Alexa to just sing us a song in signing off. Alexa, let me unmute her. Alexa, sing me another song.
Oh, Captain, take me with you, take me on a journey. Oh, Captain, I beseech you, take me across the open sea. Trim the sails and brave the gales, live for the hearty sea breeze. Winds full force, let's port a course to find a booty that we can seize. Sail, oh, thou she blow, treasures.
And I'll let her keep singing, and as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Sail, oh, thou she blow, treasures very dear. Heave, ho, off.